Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Egerton. I've got a quick, important message for winter. Everyone else stop listening for a second. So as it turns out, it wasn't quite as serious an injury as initially thought, and it turns out that I'm okay. So winter, everything's okay. I'm going to be okay. You're going to be okay. We're going to rock and roll, and I hope you enjoy the next episode. Thanks for listening!
Last time on The End of Time and Other Bothers.
So the plan is simple. We kill Celine. I get rid of this thing that's inside of me that's making me talk this way. And things go back to normal.
I found a way into the castle.
Darcy, your amulet begins to heat up. The snow begins to melt beneath your feet to reveal stairs and a door.
Maybe Loxin's communicating to you through me.
Why? Why would she do that to me?
Ah, wait, my amulet, it burns. Maybe this is a rite. And I run back up the stairs and throw myself on the ground.
And with that, the door disappears.
No!
And I pull out the smash bauble. Didn't they say that this would get me back?
And you step out into a beautiful sunny day.
Oh, it's you.
The Chosen One is in trouble.
Well, come, we must go.
Yes, let's go.
I'm Beehawks. You probably know me as a troll. I'm gonna kill you both.
Bazooka.
So it narrowly misses Egerton, strikes the far wall, and detonates, sending a rain of stones and shards out in every direction.
Egerton, come here.
I don't think I can, Blatt.
Come on, Egerton. We're gonna find that fairy cake satchel. Eggsy?
Come this way. Come, we must find Mother Speckley for you.
Yes, hurry, get her. Where is she?
Hold on, come here. Open the door. Wait, I swear, she was here in the main chamber.
Lasbo, we have to find her. This is urgent.
I understand, but why is there nobody here?
Why is there nobody here? I don't know. You've been the one here. Where is everyone?
I was out in the garden.
Well, you must have noticed everyone just leaving.
Nobody left. I will check downstairs. We're here.
Lasbo runs down into the tunnel, and you are alone inside Temple Idris, and it is, aside from the receding footsteps of Lasbo and his heavy breathing, you hear nothing else.
Hello? Hello, Mother Speckley? Anyone? Other Slod? I need help, somebody!
And your amulet begins to glow.
Loxin! Loxin! What are you doing to me? I'm so confused. I thought you set me on one path, and then you closed the door, and now my friends are in trouble. You have to help me. Loxin?
And you hear a voice, and it says,
Apple Fritter.
I do not have access to any baked goods, Loxin. This is not a good time for your appetites to come to the fore. Just help me, please.
Your amulet begins to glow even brighter, filling the room with a blinding light, and you sense an apparition or ephemeral figure stepping forward out of the light that you can sort of see through. And she doesn't look happy.
Loxin, you came! Please! Please, you have to help me. What do I do? What do I do?
Bring baked goods.
I don't have baked goods. You know what's going on. This is urgent. My friends might be dead already.
And the figure nods and gestures at the altar, where a book begins to form, solidifying. And then the light is gone and Loxin is gone.
There's nobody. I can't find anyone.
I don't understand why everyone's gone.
I don't understand either. It's everybody.
All right, listen, I have to look at this book.
What book?
The book on the altar.
No, there wasn't a book on the altar ever.
Well, there is now, Lasbo.
Oh.
So I walk over to the altar.
What is it?
It was left here by my goddess.
Oh.
As you approach the altar, you see a book you saw once before, long ago, in the Academy of the Fallen, except it doesn't have your symbol on the front. It doesn't have Egerton's symbol on the front. It has Blatt's symbol on the front.
Wait, this wasn't my book. This is Blatt's book. What?
The Chosen One's book?
Yes, the Chosen One's book.
May I toss it?
I guess. Go ahead.
Everyone will be named Lasbo from here on out.
Well, if there is anyone left.
Oh, that's a good point, actually.
So, did you feel anything?
No. Well, yes. I felt pleather and dust and a sense of wonderment.
Okay, give it to me.
Okay.
So I pull it away from Lasbo and I open it.
Okay. You open the book.
What do I see? Can I read it?
Inside, as the first time you open these books, it just looks unreadable gibberish.
I don't remember the words I'm supposed to say.
What? You're supposed to say words?
The first time we used this book, I think there were words, and I can't remember. I'm too stressed out.
Try Chosen One.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea. Chosen One.
Something's supposed to happen.
Blatt.
The Prophet.
The Prophet. Blathoxel.
Try the Lasbo sandwich.
I don't think that's going to work.
You could try it.
The Lasbo sandwich.
Thank you.
Nothing's happening. We don't have time for this. And I'm riffling through the pages and I'm shaking it up and down. And
I'm not sure what to do now. I've never been alone before. We always have Circle.
Well, we can be a little Circle.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
I could use your help, Lasbo.
Oh.
But I'm kind of lost, and you have no idea where Mother Speckley could have gone?
No, they were here just an hour ago when I went out to tend the flowers.
Okay, I think I know what I have to do. I have to get this book to Blatt.
Oh.
So
To the Chosen One?
To the Chosen One. So let's take the book and go through the portal back to where I came from.
Okay, open the portal.
Do you have a bauble? I broke mine.
No, I use mine.
There's none here?
I don't know.
The shiny bauble thing, isn't there a storage unit for them? The shiny bauble cupboard?
No, Moses Beckley gives them out.
So, where are they? Have you checked the basement? With the marble pool that turns into water? Have you checked that?
Yes, it's our sandwich preparation area now.
Right. Okay.
The End of Time and Other Bothers. An improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Marisa King, Carter Siddle, and Michael Howie. Episode 23, Anywhere and Everywhere.
We shift to darkness. We hear grunting, rocks moving. We hear the dripping of water muffled and distant, and it smells quite awful. It smells of death and dismemberment.
just have to get Egerton free.
And Blatt checks to see if there's any more rubble lying on top of Egerton.
No, Egerton is fully exposed.
Blatt pulls Egerton free and checks to see if he's breathing.
He is not.
All right, Eggsy. I don't know if this is going to work, but we're going to try something. Morrigu.
You feel something fighting against a barrier inside of you, a barrier placed there by another goddess quite recently, and it surges forward. You feel energy start to course through your veins, and then a growing hatred and frustration as it recedes again.
Oh, great. I can't call on Morrigu.
And you feel it surge again, and then fade in with even more anger and frustration.
All right. Let me try something. Morrigu, 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 Morrigu.
Egerton, you hear music. And it's as if you just want to keep sleeping. And the music's getting louder and more insistent.
You need to turn it off.
And you've heard this music before. And it's getting more insistent and louder until it's roaring in your ears.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, but just 5 more minutes.
And when you peek one eye open, you see a door that goes up into the heavens. It is massive and way, 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 way high up. Written on the door is the Rolling Scones Bacon Cake.
Cool.
And you suddenly have flashbacks of shells exploding and a cave in and feeling the life leaking out of your body. But you're here lying on the ground completely intact as you feel yourself in front of this door, and the music is playing quite loudly from inside.
Okay, so I guess you know, this is just how things go sometimes. You wake up and there's a door. It looks pretty cool. So, you know, maybe I'll go check out the party. Hello? Knock, knock. Anyone there?
As you approach this door, it slowly shrinks to match your size.
Well, that's convenient.
And you knock, and it swings open.
I enter.
And suddenly, you are in a bowl. A giant mixing bowl, and you are racing up and over and down, and everyone in it is screaming. And a fairy cake pops into your mouth and down your gullet, and the bowl banks to the left, and everyone screams.
Yo, Eggsy, dude, good mixing to have you bowl. Back.
Mixing bowl, it's been so long.
Yeah, it's good you haven't forgotten anything I taught you.
Yeah, I spend every night remembering our time together. It wakes me up at 3 in the morning in a cold sweat. It's lovely.
Yeah, dude, we're gonna fly along the Fey line. Here comes a good one. Oh. A loop-de-loop.
Okay.
I never liked the apples, actually.
They can be kind of cranky.
Yeah, totally tubular!
Yeah, a little,
here we go,
little
going
sour.
Up. This is a good one.
Okay, so we're at the top of this hill, which means we're gonna stay here, right? We're not gonna go anywhere else. We're gonna stay right here and have a nice conversation, maybe some peppermint tea.
Whoa, dude.
Hold the ride, everyone!
Hold
it! Whoa! Okay! Dude! What's going on, Eggsy?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I was with my friends, and then there's, you know, my arm felt bitey, and the number 8 kept floating around in my head for some reason, but then I woke up here.
We're your friends.
Oh, it's so nice to see you, Strawberry.
It's nice to see you, too.
Oh, we're your friends, too.
Hey, it's Pleather Plums.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to get in your pocket.
Okay. It's that kind of a party. Cool.
They're very forward, the Pleather Plums.
They are.
Are you ticklish?
Well, I don't know if I'd call that ticklish, but... Oh, hey, Sugar. It's nice to see you.
Hello. I'm bad for your teeth, but good for happiness.
Yeah, and that's what we're going for, right? It's just happiness. No sadness ever.
Look, it's red dye number 5.
All right, now it's a party.
Dude, why are you stopping the party? We were just starting to rock out on the Fey Lines.
Well, you know, it was a lot. It felt like a lot, and I've got this nagging feeling that I forgot to do something. Right?
Dude.
Right? Isn't it a lot?
Yeah, like, you forgot to, like, eat a fairy cake or do a line of fairy dust.
Or brush your teeth?
No, that definitely wasn't it.
Oh.
Make your bed?
No.
I've got nothing.
Tie your shoe.
Why does everything taste dusty?
Oh, it's because you died.
Wait, hold the ride. Okay, wait. You all died?
No.
You died.
I died? No, because I'm here.
Yeah, and we're riding the Fey Line.
Okay, but see, I'm here, so I'm not dead, because I'm here. I'm engaged with reality. So clearly, I'm alive still.
I'm talking sugar. This is not reality.
I'm a giant mixing bowl you're inside of, and we're hovering in the air over a Fey Line.
Okay, so I see your point, but I feel like we're doing a lot of inductive reasoning right now, and if you really want me to get on board this line of yours, you need to get some evidence piled up.
Come on! Get a line of fairy dust going! That'll make you feel better, Eggsy.
Okay, so what you're saying is I am no longer alive, but I'm alive, but I'm not alive.
Well, your body is dead right now.
My body's dead. That's not a lot of fun, though. I mean, it was a little slow, but I kind of like that body.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not your time. We're going to send you back.
Oh, that's nice of you.
But we're going to do the ride.
Oh,
you
well,
keep stopping the ride.
I didn't. Oh, well, if we're just going to ride for a bit and then I get to go back, then, yeah, let's party.
Yeah!
We return to Blatt in the darkness, and he is dripping with sweat, his face that you can't see contorted in effort, and there is a energy in the room, a buzzing sound you could almost hear, but Morrigou cannot break the bonds holding her.
I can't believe that the one time I want to call Morrigou, nothing happens. Loxen, break the bond, Loxen. Loxen?
Nothing happens. So you do hear the sound coming from down the corridor as if there's a conversation happening, just leaking through the gaps in the stones that you have freed in uncovering Egerton's body.
So Blatt, dripping in sweat, tiptoes over and places a pointed ear against the wall.
I got a 3 of clubs. Well, beat that.
I've got a full dungeon.
Oh, God. Oh, rust it.
Well, that's why you don't bet your scabbard unless you're willing to lose it, man.
You're cheating again.
I'm not cheating. You just don't know the rules. Look, I've got a two, a crown, an anchor, and a three. That's a full dungeon.
I'm done with this game.
Well, give me your scabbard and go back to your mama.
Fine. Here's my scabbard.
Thank you. I'm going to put it up here on the wall.
It's empty anyways.
You cheat.
Huh, you didn't say the sword in it.
Well, it's implied. You don't say, hey, give me all of your coin purses and then be like, but first empty them of coins. No, no, you just give people the coin purse.
You didn't ask for my coin purse. You asked for my scabbard.
It's an analogy, damn it.
Oh, you and your whatevers.
Okay, I'll say it again. A metaphor is comparing two different things.
Right.
A simile is comparing two different things using like or as.
But that's the same thing. I don't understand.
One of them is more specific than the other. You know what? We're fighting this one out again. Here
Bring
it goes.
It!
Table flip.
Are you okay?
I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
Let
me know when you're ready to fight.
Okay.
We return to Temple Idris, and we see Darcy stepping out of the large doors and staring outward, holding a book, and Lasbo comes stumbling out behind her.
Okay, I got all the a lot of sandwiches. Do you want to carry a couple of the sandwiches?
Yeah, I'll take some sandwiches, Lasbo, but I don't know. It's going to take forever to get to this place without a portal. Are there any hidden portals around here?
Well, I found the horseradish.
How is the horseradish going to help us?
Well, I don't know, but I looked. That's all I found was horseradish. Oh, and we're making special mustard ever since Egerton showed us how.
That's great, Lasbo. We're in a bit of trouble, though, so I need you to focus on a way to get us back to where I was, which was
what?
Celine's icy palace place.
Wait, we're going to Celine's?
Well, yeah, that's where Egerton and the Chosen One are.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We have to go into the lion's den, Lasbo.
Okay.
We have to go deep into the heart of darkness.
Okay, I'm going to go get a weapon.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Get a few weapons.
Oh, yeah.
Get
okay,
lots of weapons.
I'll be right back.
Okay, great.
And your amulet starts to light up.
This is great. Great, Loxon. This is really helpful. You keep lighting me up, but you don't actually give me a light to see what I need to do. This book is doing nothing. I can't get back to Blatt. I can't get back to Egerton. I don't know what to do when you just gave me one slot who enjoys making sandwiches and putting horseradish in them. I'm about ready to give up.
You hear a whisper as if on the wind, Darcy. And at first you think it says cheesecake. But as it repeats a few times, you catch it saying, ego plebeian.
That's it. That's the phrase. Oh, thank Loxon. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ego plebeium.
Okay, I got the whip. Darcy? Maybe she went inside. Darcy, are you inside?
We return to the party.
Look, a shooting star that's a rainbow, too!
It's a double rainbow! Now, Eggie, we're coming to the end of the journey. And gonna have to get off, or otherwise, you're never gonna get off the ride, Eggie.
Wait. I have to get off the ride of life, or I have to get off this ride and go back to life? Because that was a little unclear.
Exactly, dude.
Okay, that checks out. That tracks.
Remember, you can travel the Feyline anytime, as I've told you over and over.
I can travel the Feyline. I'm glad that you told me that without any context. Thank you.
Here we go. We're approaching the end lights.
All right. Everyone, hold on.
Bye,
no, Eggy, you have to jump off.
Everyone, let go. I'm jumping.
We return to the darkness where Blatt has his ear pressed up against a crack in the stones. And a bit of light is leaking through, allowing him to see for the first time. And he's catching what looks like movement in a room on the far, just on the other side of this caved-in mess.
Blatt puts his lips up against the hole and slowly and carefully says,
"There appears to be a scabbard back here."
Stop it for a second. I heard something. Let go of my head.
No, you let go of my toe first.
Wait, we're going to let go together, okay?
Okay, on three.
Yeah.
One, two.
Wait, I already did it.
Oh, well, now I win. I win.
I swear I heard that. Didn't you hear that? Quiet.
I heard you crying like
Shut
a big
up.
Baby.
Shut up. Quiet. Listen.
No. Two scabbards. There are two scabbards back here.
Nope, didn't hear anything. I don't know what you're talking about.
Really? I swear I heard something.
Okay, quiet.
Okay, quiet.
Definitely three scabbards.
No, you're right.
Yeah,
no, it's just the wind.
Nothing.
Yeah,
nothing.
It's just the wind. Okay, all right. Well, let go now. You won.
All right, I win.
Fine. Here's my scabbard.
Thanks. Stupid scabbard without a sword.
Not playing cards with you anymore.
I don't want to play cards with you anyway.
I'm going to go over here by this wall and just sulk.
All right. I'm gonna go in this corner and twiddle my thumbs and look down and not pay attention to anything really that's outside of my direct field of vision.
Hey, there didn't used to be a wall here, did there? That's weird.
Well, you know, they're always redecorating.
Yeah, it's true. It's Celine.
Yeah, ever since they started, you know, playing that magic, like, does it bring you joy thing, people just keep adding things and throwing stuff down here. It's really rude.
You said that like a red.
What?
We did the personality, dear, you're a red, I'm a green.
Oh, right. I thought you were talking about my mother.
Why would I be talking? What, is your mother
that's
red?
Just the guy. Are you calling my mother red?
I might be now.
Oh, that's it.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is happening.
Yeah, come on.
All
let's
right.
go.
Table flip.
There's no table left.
Well, I flipped it anyway.
Okay. I'm going to go back over here.
Oh, yeah. Swiddle thumbs.
Blatt, what are you doing?
What?
Blatt, what are we listening to?
Eggsy?
Yeah, what are we doing?
I thought you were dead.
Nope, not dead.
A very large amount of rocks fell on you.
Don't remember that.
Do you know what I was about to do? I was trying to call Morrigu so Morrigu could possess your body so that you could stay alive. I was going to sacrifice you to Morrigu so that you wouldn't die. But now you just woke up.
I thank you? I think, anyway, I mean, it's sweet of you.
Now, we're at the end of the tunnel. I hear two morons on the other side of this who apparently are distracted at the moment after fighting for absolutely no reason.
Hey, wait. Did you hear that?
Hear what?
No, it was nothing.
All right.
Oh, do you want to see a cool new trick I learned? I was on a roller coaster. Watch this. Ready?
And Eggsy disappears.
What the hell?
Should have sacrificed him to Morrigu is what I should have done. New Loxin has to come in. Loxin doesn't allow me to talk to Morrigu anymore. Now I could have gotten rid of this stupid voice and have it Egerton try the voice for a while. But now he apparently can come back from the dead and has special disappearing powers. And wait a second. Don't I have special disappearing powers?
Darcy is tumbling head over heels down through layers and layers of rock and earth and molten lava and suddenly pops into the forgotten plains.
The world here is gray and red with pockets of magma bubbling up and little bits of rocky ground interspersed in the magma. And striding forward is a 10-foot tall, entirely blood-red demon with an 8-foot axe materializing in his hand.
Oh, this is gonna be fun.
It's the beginning of the middle of the end of time and other brothers.
Hey everyone, Sean here. We're back, and wow, does it feel good to finally be back. Thank you all so much for your patience, and it's time for some mid-roll shout-outs. But first, I want to give a shout-out to the Reckless Play Guild on Facebook, where you can join a bunch of us that have all come together in an amazing Facebook group that is just so much fun. So we've got ourselves in there, Dungeons & Dragons, Dark Dice, and the Lucky Die, all in there, and it's truly amazing. Interviews happening, all kinds of fun stuff. And speaking of Dungeons & Dragons, you may want to listen to episode 83, because it is the grand finale of, I believe it's been 5 years they've been playing this one arc, 3 years on mic, and a certain individual got to play Tiamat. That's all I'm going to say. It rhymes with me. Yeah, it wasn't very subtle, was it? It was super fun. I highly recommend it, but don't start there. You gotta listen. You gotta catch up. 83 episodes. Super fun. I really love that show. Let's do some shout outs. Let's start with our old timers, the people who have been with us for so long and never gotten a shout out. And I'm slowly working through the backlog. So first on the list is Ben Gadalovich. So sorry if I pronounce any of these wrong. I'm trying so hard. Joe Reschnig, Britta Olofsson, and Josh Clavier. Big hearts to all four of you and everyone else who is listening. You are all so special to us. And because we've been off the air for a little while, we have a long list of new patrons to read, which is so cool. The first one is a handle, Aspoonie500. Then we have Bart Shermans, then Travis Love, Nikki Bennett, Victoria Snyder, Gwen May, Katie, Toby Zitzman, Tara Brannon, Amanda Miller, Ellen Ross. I assume that's not Ross from the show, I know, and Aaron Boyd. Thank you all so much. We really appreciate your love and all your support. And without any further ado, let's get back to it.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey, what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have, like, a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that I can access?
That'll literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. Very good. She's very good.
And friendship.
Aww. New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Oh, hey, Marisa. Carter, you're here too. Cool. I need to introduce you to our new cast member. Since Egerton's dead. This is Samantha.
Oh, okay. Samantha? Hi, Samantha.
Hello, how are you?
Good. I thought we came up with an idea that to explain why Egerton isn't dead, because he had like 8 hit points before the roof caved in.
Yeah.
So he's not really dead. Like, well, I think maybe he was like knocked unconscious or something.
Yeah, well, you know, it leaked that he had 8 hit points and the fan base just sort of was like basically revolted and basically we were losing viewers. So the producers made a call, said he's out, and now we have Samantha.
Hello, I'm Samantha.
You look really familiar, Samantha.
I get that all the time. It's because I have kind eyes.
And you wear flannel, too.
Sometimes I find it's very warm on cool days.
So what character are you going to play, Samantha?
Oh, I'm going to play Smegerton.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What kind of character is Smegerton?
Smegerton is a very aggressive, mean-spirited fae. Who always saves the day?
Mm-hmm.
It's Mike.
Oh, God damn it, Carter.
I don't know what you're talking about. How dare you?
Michael, they know it's you.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm Samantha.
But if you go to patreon.com and check out our Patreon page, maybe we could make Mike talk like that for a whole episode.
I bet it's patreon.com/albasalix.
Thank you.
Or if you go to otherbothers.com, you can fill it in. See, I'm already fitting in.
Samantha, you really helped out there. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We return to a clearing with a large and cracked face stone in the center of it. And with a popping sound, Egerton appears standing on top of the face stone just outside of Paradox.
So cool! I was there, and then I went, and that sound happened, and then I was here.
A bunny rabbit screams and runs off into the forest.
It's okay, bunny. I'm a natural part of the ecosystem like you. Don't be afraid. Oh, well. Okay, so where am I? I need to get my bearings. Wait. Are there any female eagles? Yeah, there's one. Okay, I'm near Paradox. I know where I am.
Hi, Egerton.
Oh, Cyrus!
I didn't expect to see you here.
Give me a hug, buddy.
No, that's
all. Oh, there it is. Bring it in.
That's...
You're not going to believe the day I've been having.
Are we done hugging now?
Oh, yeah. Okay, there you go. Good job. So, here's the thing. How's the Nexus holding up?
You pretty much destroyed it.
When you say you, do you mean you, me? Or do you mean you, Darcy, and I was there?
I'm not sure if the distinction matters.
Oh, it matters. Trust me, it's going to come up later. Okay, it's fine. So, is there anyone left in Paradox? Because there's a bit of a problem with Selene and Loxen and this other goddess whose name I'm not allowed to say.
Yeah, most of Paradox is still there, I'm sad to say.
Why are you sad about that?
I appear to still have my job.
And that makes you sad?
It does.
You know what? I think every day you should find 3 things to be joyful about, Cyrus.
You know what would make me joyful?
What would make you joyful?
If you could get my book back from Darcy.
Oh, that's not happening.
Okay.
That's gone. Yeah. That's so long gone.
I'm pretty sure
she made some pirate hats out of some of the pages. Then she might have used some to line like a birdcage or something.
Can I help you?
Yes! 3 things right now, Cyrus, that you're joyful about. Let's hear them.
Okay. Somebody appeared on the face stone.
1!
The face stone is still here and not destroyed.
2!
I wasn't killed in the pandemonium.
3! That's amazing! Okay,
I'm not sure if the last one makes me feel good, though.
Oh, that's sad. But you know what? It's okay to be sad sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. Feelings are good feelings.
That actually makes me feel a little better.
I'm glad. Now, Cyrus, let's go check out Paradox. Might need to raise an army. War of 3 goddesses happening. Don't know what happened to Darcy. Jacqueline's still missing. Jill's still missing. Haven't heard from Ananka. Haven't heard from Lady Speckly. Haven't heard from Moira.
Blatt's been taken over by a few different people and talks funny now. I think it's bothering his throat. Do we have any lozenges, by the way? I bet he would love a lozenge. Let's pick up some lozenges at the store. Then we're going to go and find out what's going on. Then we're going to raise an army
I'll
of
just
good.
Be over here waiting
and then we're
down.
Going to go forward into the future and fight for what is right and pure and lovely and happy. And where'd you go? Oh, there you are. Okay, let's go into the town.
Actually, Egerton, I have a message for you from Moira.
Why didn't you say so?
She says, don't ever show your face in Paradox again, or she will kill you.
She's probably just joking around. Let's go into town.
Okay, I'll take you to town. But the school's not there anymore.
Oh. Like it... When you say it's not there, do you mean like it's crumbled or do you mean like it's gone?
It's like, gone.
Oh, wow. That must have been quite the effort to move it.
I believe it was.
Huh.
I believe there were a few expletives in the message I was supposed to tell you.
I bet there were. She's a very passionate person.
She is.
Want a fairy cake?
No, but thank you. If you want, I can take you into Paradox, but there's not much there right now.
Well, we definitely need to pick up some sparkles. So let's go into town, get a couple of supplies. Then you can come back with me and we'll go save the day.
All right, come this way.
All right.
We return to bubbling magma and smoke stinging the eyes of Darcy, who is blinking rapidly as a 10-foot demon charges forward towards her with a roar.
Wait, stop, stop, stop! Why are you running at me?
And the axe cleaves Darcy in two. And Darcy rematerializes in a world of smoke and ash and bubbling magma, standing whole again. As a 10-foot demon spins, laughs.
Ha ha ha! That was too easy. Call your weapon.
What is happening? I don't understand what's going on.
Wait. What are you?
I'm a human.
What are you doing here?
I don't know. There was a book, and it was Blad's book, and I said Ego Plebium, and I was suddenly here. I don't even know where I am.
Did you say Blatt?
Blatt? Do you know Blatt?
Oh, of course. Blatt and I go, well, pretty far back. We've been training together. He's improving pretty remarkably.
Oh, you're his trainer person.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry for cleaving you in two. I just don't see too many people. Got a little excited. Thought I had a new student.
Oh, I guess it happens sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, please, come over. Would you like some tea?
Yes, I would.
Oh, here, just set the table.
Thank you so much.
Have a seat. I'll just lean my axe over.
Yeah, that's...
What do you like in your tea?
Not really nothing, but is it peppermint tea? I like peppermint tea. Or chamomile? Do you have chamomile?
I have chamomile.
Oh, chamomile is great. Yeah. Oh, thank you. This is... Oh, I can't tell you how good this feels. I haven't felt this calm in a long time now. But just knowing that you know Blatt and you're a big 10-foot demon, that makes me feel so good because I bet you could just come and save us all and then it'll be fine.
I can't leave the book.
What?
Yeah, well, unless you wanted to trade places with me and live forever in the book as a teacher, but since you're not a demon, I don't know how you could do that.
Would I have to cleave people in half?
Oh, yes. That's really the best part of the job.
No, I don't really do that too often. So you can't leave here?
No, it's a bit one note. I get it. But it is fun. I'm just a teacher. It's just the book.
So can you help me? You see, Blatt and do you know Egerton?
Oh, yes, Blatt's talked about him quite a bit.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, wait, you're that Darcy.
Oh, I'm the Darcy, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Oh, well, we don't talk about, it's fine. Right.
No, it's all, I didn't mean
yeah,
to
no,
bring
it's
up.
Just, we don't bring it up. Yeah. Anyway, chamomile tea.
Yeah, here, look, have a cookie.
Good. That's so good. But
they're a little charred, but it's just the temperature.
Oh, thanks. I'll take anything right now.
We don't really cook them. I just put the dough out and it cooks on the plate.
Yeah, it's very hot here.
Yeah.
So the problem is that Egerton and Blatt are in a lot of trouble. See, they're going up against a goddess, and I was supposed to help them, but then we got separated. We always get separated for some reason. And then I came back to the tree to try and find the slot of Mother Speckly, but they're not there. And that's when the book came, and that's why I'm here. But I don't know what to do now.
Yeah, that was a lot, really fast.
Oh, sorry.
I don't think you should tell Blatt. He's not ready to take on a goddess when you see him.
But he's taking on the goddess now.
Yeah, no, he shouldn't do that.
Right, that's what we thought. But like, he's very bullheaded, and yeah. It doesn't help that he's been possessed by a different goddess.
Gets that from me.
Who's very angry and makes him angry.
Oh, yeah, I can understand that.
See, he's not the Blatt you knew, I don't think. He's been possessed.
Well, I don't think you should make those judgments. I mean, just because, you know, we like some art on the side and like to get angry doesn't mean that defines us, right?
Right, okay. I'm just saying that, do you know who could help me? Or, wait, I guess if you're a teacher, you would know about the Academy of the Fallen.
Well, yes, I work for the Academy.
Well, so it must be fine. If you're a teacher and you're still teaching, I bet it's fine and everyone's fine and I didn't do anything wrong.
Why wouldn't the Academy be fine?
Well, when I left it, there was a lot of destruction going on.
What?
And death.
What?
How would you not know about this?
I'm in a book.
How do you get your paychecks?
I don't. I live in this book.
Well, don't they send things to the book?
Well, yeah. They haven't sent anything in a while.
I think this is a really one-sided job you got going on here.
Yeah, it's got its perks. I mean...
You should renegotiate. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is, you don't know? You haven't heard from them?
Okay, start from the beginning.
Okay.
Just start slow.
Okay.
Here, I'll pour some more tea.
Thank you.
So let's start with the whole goddess thing.
About Blatt?
Yes.
Okay, so Blatt's been possessed by a goddess called... I think I can say it here. Maragu.
We return to the partial darkness, where Blatt is slowly moving stones out of the fallen wall and exposing more and more light of the chamber on the other side, where a couple unusual, icy-looking creatures are relaxing and each reading a magazine.
Well, whatever these guys are, they don't hear very well. I'll just see if I can take them out one at a time.
And Blatt steps out from the small hole that he's created out into the hall and walks towards the first magazine reading guard.
Hey, go! You just see the article on the ice capades?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be awesome this year. They got Brian Boitano.
Oh, wait. Did you hear that? Brian Catano? Really?
Yeah, Brian Catano.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so Blatt, as you're approaching, they are utterly oblivious to you. They are coated in ice, almost look zombie-like, and each of them is reading a magazine with their back to you.
Well, let's try a different approach.
And Blatt taps on the shoulder of the one closest to him.
Just a minute. I'm sorry. Go?
What?
Are you behind me?
No, I'm taking this relationship quiz. Did you know that you're like a scorpion?
Really?
Yeah, I think like we need to bring this up in circle.
Okay, but some... If you were there.
Yeah.
And you didn't tap me.
No.
Oh, God. Is Celine standing right behind me?
Oh, let me look. No, not Celine.
Oh, whew. Oh,
yeah, man. That would be scary.
Oh, man.
We would have been in trouble.
Oh, my God.
If Celine came in, I'm doing... You know what? You know what? Yeah. I actually circled a recipe... that I thought she might like, but I was like, no, I'll never give that to her.
No, don't, no.
No, she doesn't accept that kind of stuff.
No, not from us.
No, it's very rude.
Sorry, I got a little turned around back in the hallway.
What?
Could you tell me how to get to Celine?
One of the guards gets up, throwing down the magazine.
I am Rothkar, and thou shalt not trespass here.
Just need to see Celine real quick.
Okay, just keep going down the path.
Yeah, you know what? She likes to go up two stories.
Up two.
Yeah, and then to the right, like not the first.
No, we're not supposed to tell her what? She is.
Oh,
we're supposed to like...
Oh, we're just supposed to direct.
Yeah.
You know what? This is what happens when you don't have representation at the management level.
I know. I keep saying we should have a union.
We should. You know, okay, you know what? When I finish
this circle's not working.
No, the circle's not working. That's some silly idea from the woods. When I'm done the Sudoku puzzle, we're going to sit down. We're going to write up a charter, and we're going to present it. You're going to present it to Celine.
All right, but who's going to be foreman?
Oh, well. You know what?
Yeah.
I'm foreman.
Yeah, no.
Table flip.
Get away.
So, Blatt, the two iZombies start to fight and wrestle off to the side, leaving the passage clear forward.
Blatt takes a few steps down the hall, turns around, looks at the two of them still fighting, and thinks,
what the hell? I need some help. I'm going to try something.
Walks to the two of them rolling around on the ground, punching each other.
I got your toe!
Oh, no, not my toe! Darn it.
So, scary news.
Oh, yeah?
I heard that Celine isn't the real Celine, but, an evil clone.
What?
What?
So, who wants to help me kill it?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh my god, Diego, Celine would be so angry if someone's cloning her.
Yeah, we're gonna get, this is how we get the leverage for the union.
Oh my god, I'm bringing back her head.
Oh, that's a good, okay, I'm gonna bring back both her big toes.
Oh, look at us, we're working together because we're a union.
Yeah,
all right,
let's do this.
All right.
Wait.
Which
way? Put down the empty scabbard and pick up the sword.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, let's get the sword.
Thanks, go.
All right, let's go.
Rothkar's got the sword. Wait, what's your name?
No, my name's Blathoxel.
Blathoxel. Nice to meet you.
Blathoxel.
Blathoxel. You guys can just call me Blad.
Blad.
Oh, that's
I like
that's
that. Blad. 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 Blad.
Okay, which way?
I thought.
Oh, yeah, we know.
Well, yeah. Okay. I'll go first because I'm the leader.
Hey.
What?
Let's go together.
Oh, good idea. Arm in arm.
Brothers in arm.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Wait. No. There's a doorway. Let's turn sideways, and I'll go through first.
Hey.
What?
All right. But I'm going through first. The next one.
Oh, that works. That works. Okay. We'll take turns. Okay.
This is gonna be one hell of a union meeting.
We return later in the day to the half-grown-over road leading back to the Faystone. As they enter the clearing, Cyrus in the lead, and Egerton tottering behind with a giant bag full of glitter and cakes and food from town.
Well, they weren't quite as friendly as I expected, I'll say that much.
Your poster is all over town, as I said.
Yes, and my disguise of putting my finger below my nose as a mustache was not effective.
Though it was fun to watch.
It was, and at the end of the day, if an entire community hates you, you might as well have fun.
Yeah, well, here you are, back to the Faystone.
Well, look, Cyrus, I'm glad that you came on an adventure with me, that you got to see why it matters to have different types of sprinkles and sparkles and glitters.
And why it matters to not have an entire town hate you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That was very
informative.
Yes, it worked out nicely as a lesson plan.
I'll take these feathers. I don't think the tar is coming.
No, I'm going to need to get in the lake. But thanks. I mean, I think you could probably take some of the feathers and put them behind your ears.
I'll consider it.
All right. Well, look, you remember that sometimes it's okay to be sad and that it's okay to take a break and to find happiness in the little things.
I'll ponder that, Eggsy.
All right. And if you see any weird little Irish birds, say hi for me.
I will do so.
all right. Now, I'm going to just, you know, I don't really know what the best way to get back onto the Fae Stone is to get on the Fae Lines. But okay, okay.
Here, I'll help.
Okay. Well, you know, here, pick, here, can you just grab me?
Just put your foot, yeah, what are you doing? No, you don't need to get,
Okay, there we go. All right. Now, I'm going to stand on your shoulders.
Oh, my nose. No, it's my nose.
Okay, now I'm going to jump off of you like a diving board.
What?
Into an eloquent dive.
Brace.
Ready? No, on three.
Really?
One, two, three. And Egerton does a belly flop onto the Fae Stone and with a pop, disappears.
But you forgot all the food.
We return to the Forgotten Plains, magma and smoke, and come down to a tiny bit of earth floating in magma with a tea set on it as Darcy finishes telling her story.
And then that's how I finally got here, and you cleave me in two, and then you offer me tea, and that's how we got here.
I see now. So the goddess is inside of him, yes. Bonded with him.
I think so.
Interesting. He hasn't visited me in some time.
That's probably why.
There's a chance if he visited me, Morgu may not be able to follow.
Oh.
Because we're able to say the word here.
That's true, and nothing happened.
Yeah.
Well, so do you think if I can get the book to Blatt, maybe he could come to you and that would fix everything?
Well, the second he leaves, he'd be rebonded, but he could stay here with me for a while. And, you know, he could talk through old plays or, you know, maybe he could bring a book.
But I don't think he'd want to stay here forever.
No, I understand that.
But maybe while he's here with you, we could figure out a way to get rid of Morrigu. Sorry, that name just makes me really nervous.
I understand, yeah. I can send you back, but where did you come from?
Temple Idris. Do you know that? With the tree?
I know of Temple Idris, yes.
So that's where I was, but I don't want to get back there. I need to get back to where I was with Blatt and Egerton, which was Selene's Ice Palace, and I don't know if you know where that is.
Is the book there?
Oh, you're right. The book is at Temple Idris.
Well, that's where I can send.
So I have to get back there. But then how do I get from there to Blatt? Because they don't have their shiny baubles and there's no teleportation there?
I don't know, Darcy.
Sorry, I expect you to have all the answers just because I really need someone to have all the answers.
I can give you some cookies to go.
Yeah, I'll take some for Lasbo.
Okay, here. The ones you like.
Thank you very much. It was really nice to see you. You were a comforting presence
really?
In an otherwise turmoil world.
That means so much to me.
Oh, well, it was really nice to meet you.
Please come again anytime. I'll try to watch and not cleave you in two.
Oh, that would be great, because I feel like you come on with a really strong greeting that isn't always positive to visitors. So.
Yeah, well, it's sort of my thing, yeah.
Got it. Sometimes we all have to stick with our thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I better get back because I have no idea what's going on, and thank you for everything.
You're welcome, Darcy. Good luck, and yeah, good luck.
How do I leave?
And he snaps his fingers. We are walking down an icy tunnel, ice on all sides, a little slick to walk on, that is slowly widening. And ahead of Blatt walk two ice zombies, arm in arm. And ahead of all of them is a reinforced rock and steel door set in the dead end that they now approach.
Okay, so I guess the fake Selene is on the other side of this. Oh, but how are we going to know if it's the fake Selene or the real Selene?
Oh, I bet we should ask her a riddle.
Oh, that's good.
Right.
That's good. Oh, yeah. That's good. Okay. Do you know a riddle? What's that sound?
Blat.
Well, actually, the riddle would be, we shouldn't be able to kill Selene. So if we're able to kill Selene, that's the fake Selene.
And she's a witch.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes, it all checks out.
Right. Yes.
So.
So if we can kill her, that's the fake.
That's right.
Oh, you know what I just remembered? Last month they had a feature on how to kill a witch in the magazines. We should have brought it with us.
Oh, come on, really?
We're so afraid of real Selene that we left our magazines behind, even though the magazines have the way we're going to defeat the fake Selene and earn the real Selene's trust. Anyway, how are we going to get through this door?
So neither of you know how to get through this door.
Oh no, Star does.
Star does.
Yeah, Star.
Who is Star? Where is Star?
I'm Star.
And the sound of the voice is coming from very high up, and it's a very tinny, tiny voice. And looking up, you see floating in the air a 4-inch tall, what you might call a pixie, with shimmering pink wings and emerald eyes and green skin.
Star, I was wondering if you could open this door for us.
Oh, sure. Not a problem. Once you're dead.
I see. So you don't want to be part of the Union?
Wait, there's a Union?
Oh, yeah, the Union. Okay, so here's the deal. We're going to get together.
Oh, you're organizing without me? I'm just at the end of the hall.
Yeah, well, we were coming to see you right now. Because we couldn't do this without you, obviously. So what's going to happen is we're going to kill a fake Selene. We're going to leverage...
What?
Yeah, there's a fake Selene. We're going to kill the fake Selene.
Oh, you're an idiot.
What are you talking about? This nice demon man told us that there is a fake Selene. We're going to kill the fake Selene, earn the real Selene's trust, and use that to leverage unionization. Because management without representation is mismanagement.
Go, you're an idiot. What's your name, sir?
I am Blathoxel.
Blathoxel? Wait, let me check.
And she pulls out of nowhere, this giant, stream of paper.
Blathoxel, Blathoxel. There's so many people on the kill list. Blathoxel, Blathoxel. Nope.
Oh, did you look under Blatt? He goes by Blatt, too.
Oh, wait. Blatt, Blatt, Blatt. No. Oh, wait, here you are. No, you can go through. Well, that's no fun.
All right, let's go. I think we can all fit through this door, 3 abreast, too. It's pretty big.
Go. Are you really that much of an idiot?
What are you talking about?
Fine, go. Yeah, go kill the fake Selene.
All right. Why don't you come with us?
Yeah, no, I'll stay here. Have fun, guys.
Okay.
Good luck.
Let's go.
We should try, though, to gather as many people as possible to get in on this union idea.
Yeah, let's put out a general notice. We'll put it up on the walls. We can have an AGM next week. We'll have some tea there. I see, obviously. And we'll get together. We'll all talk about it. We'll write the charter. We'll get some points down on paper. And then you can go present it to Selene.
But the first meeting should be killing the fake Selene.
Good point. So who else is in the castle that we can bring in on this?
Really, Go? Why don't I just open the door for you, Go? Here, I'll just open this.
And she flies down and starts pulling open this giant door as if it was effortless.
They're very strong.
So I see.
Yeah, so good luck with your recruitment. Fake Selene is in there. Maybe she'll join your union.
Well, no. See, we're going to kill fake Selene to gain the trust of older Selene, or real Selene.
Yeah.
And then real Selene is going to trust us. So we're going to use that to leverage unionization. Because management without representation is mismanagement.
Blathoxel, I'm the union representative.
You're good. You're really good. Been nice knowing you.
Last chance. I think if you came with us, there's probably a raise and dental in your future.
Oh, a dental?
Dental.
Really?
Full dental.
Because I was crunching on an ice cube the other day, and I feel like I cracked this back over.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. And you know what? They don't give ice on these dental
rolls. Here you go.
All
right, into the big chamber, and I'll just close this door behind you.
Oh, okay.
Good luck at your first meeting.
Bye.
Well, you can't win them all.
The End of Time and Other Bothers with your Game Master Sean Howard and players Michael Howie, Carter Siddle, and Marisa King. Dialogue, editing, and transcription by Michael Howie. Additional material and sound design by Eli McElvey. Story consultant, Laura Packer. Game consultant, Stephen Smith. Supporting producers, Kim Bellinger and Ryan Cushman. If you like what you hear, check us out on Patreon. Supporters get early access to episodes, weekly bonus content, and an invite to our fabulous fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at otherbothers.com.
We return to Temple Idris, high up, coming down to see a figure running towards the giant tree, a slad leading her towards the tree. I'll do that again.
Who's her?
Yeah.
Me. But he didn't say that.
I know.
I'll make that apparent when my voice comes in.
Okay, good note.
That's why we support and listen to each other.
What?
Have we started recording yet?
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Edgar said to the interviewer he was convinced that the thing out there wasn't a vault.
Yeah, I know what he thought.
Dr. Eggers didn't think it was designed to keep things out.
I know what he thought.
He thought it was designed to keep something in.
Do you even understand the difficulty trying to keep a base like Fathom at the bottom of the ocean from killing everyone in it on a daily basis?
Oh my God.
Everyone hold on to something. I think whatever is on the other side of that door out there, it's not friendly. I think it's trying to get out. That, my friend, is a dire combination.
That's a bad sign.
Get out of the door!
It's spreading like some kind of technological contagion. We can either stop it here or watch the world burn.
Fathom, the first season of Derelict. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Or learn more at DerelictPodcast.com.